If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Sean is on the phone and he wants to call a girl named Erica. They actually are in class together and they went out on a date to 7-Eleven. They just bought a bunch of stuff, went to a park and drank some really crappy alcohol. Yeah. But he says it was a great time and then she left, gave him a hug. But since then, apparently she said she's been going through something and she won't even sit next to him in class. So he's confused why she doesn't want to hang out with him again. Hey, Sean, since you guys are like in class together, have you tried maybe, you know, pulling out the chair for her and then pulling it all the way out when she's about to sit down so she falls down, or maybe like going out and getting on the teeter-totter and, you know, getting on one side and then just getting off so that she slams down on the ground? You know, that seems like a good effective way to do that in that situation.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know, show her you like her. Yeah, you know, maybe throw some paper at the back of her head while you're in class.
Good.
You know, something like that.
Cut her ponytail off.
Yeah,
like, where are we
going
to
It was not
here?
Like that. I think we're a little too old for that.
I don't know. Give it a shot, man. All right, I'm about to dial her phone number right now. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, well, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Erica?
Yes, this is.
Hey, Erica, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show?
Oh, okay.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thank you for asking. You wondering why a radio station is calling you right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured you might be. I'm calling you today because we got an email from one of our listeners about you.
Oh.
His name is Sean.
Oh, okay.
You ever heard of a second date update before?
I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't know about it.
Okay.
So you guys are the ones who do that?
Yeah, we do that on the show. What it is where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not wanting to see them again after, they can email us and we'll get you on the phone and ask why. So Sean emailed us because he's confused. He says that you guys had a great time together, but now you're not really talking to him and you also don't even sit in the same area as him anymore in your class.
Yeah.
Okay, and Sean is wondering if he did something wrong on his date.
No, he didn't do anything wrong on the date. The date was really fun. We're both students right now, and obviously funds are short. So he had this idea. He's like, we're going to do a wine tasting.
Yeah, he told us all about your date. And it sounded like kind of like a fun thing to do. Even if you weren't broke, it just kind of sounded fun and quirky. But
I love wine and I even want to do it. Yeah. I'm like, that actually sounds like a great idea that I will be doing this Saturday night.
Did he do something?
No, he didn't do anything. I'm going through a really difficult time with something in my life right now. And I have some drama going on and I needed time to not date or like have someone texting me every single day.
He told us that you texted him and you're going through a difficult time. I'm like, dude, give the woman some space.
Yeah, and like, he's very sweet, but he just kept persisting and kept on bugging. And it's like, I have some drama going on with my girlfriend and he like wouldn't back off. And so that kind of turns me off. It's like, can you just listen and respect my wishes?
Okay.
So probably us calling you for him is even sexier.
Right.
Yeah.
What? I mean, it sounds like you have something serious going on. I don't want to really, like, keep prying about that because I don't want you to treat us just like you did him and stop talking to us. But would you mind at least, like, maybe telling him that this is the reason you're not talking to him is because you're dealing with something right now?
But she already told him that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when I see him in class, I could just tell him then, you know.
Yeah, or you could do it now because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. What do you think about that?
Wait, what?
Surprise!
Yeah. Sean is on the other line listening.
Are you serious?
Not bugging
yes,
me
I
at
am.
All. Yeah.
Hey, Erica.
Hi. You just don't give up, do you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be weird or anything, but I want to know what's going on in your life. I mean, you know, I care for you, Erica, and I'm worried about you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, but, you know, I'm just dealing with enough from my friend and my mother.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's just that I haven't heard from you in a while, and I really do care for you, Erica, and I want to, like, be here for you, you know what I mean? I want to know what's going on with you.
Erica, are you annoyed by this, or do you think it's sweet? Where do you stand right now?
I understand that his intentions are pure, but I'm going through the worst thing ever right now, so...
Well, it's like, don't you want to respect her boundaries? Like, she's obviously set them.
Yeah, of course. The last thing I want is for you to feel uncomfortable, Erica. I'm a really good listener. So if you ever do want to talk about it, I'm here. I just want to let you know that.
I mean, he's a really good listener who doesn't understand that you already told him that you had something going on in text message and that you weren't available for a relationship.
Can you just tell me, Erica, like, is it like a death in the family? Because I can totally, I understand what that's like.
No, it's not that.
That's good.
Okay. I'm glad that no one died or anything. Is it like your parents got divorced?
What? Sean, I think the point is she doesn't want you to like press her into talking about it.
You're just going down the list of possible scenarios.
Look, okay, fine. It's just my best friend, who I've known since I was 2 years old, is getting married, okay? And I'm also very close with my mother, and my best friend has been close to my family for years, like family vacations together and everything. And she didn't invite my mom to her wedding, but she invited our other friend's mom, what? Who she's only known for like 5 years, to the wedding.
What?
Oh,
that's what you're going through?
Wait, your mom didn't get an invite to your best friend's wedding? I mean, I'm not trying to downplay your problems, but that's the big thing that you're dealing with?
Yeah. Do you know like how insulting that is? To my mother, like, she's been a part of the family for years, and then she didn't invite my mom to the wedding, but she invited our other friend's mom. So there, Sean, now you know. Now you know what you've been pressing me about, and I hope you feel good about yourself.
Wait. You told me that you were going through a difficult time in your life. Like really difficult.
Yeah. This is difficult. It's a very difficult time.
But I just want to get it straight. Your mom wasn't invited to a wedding?
I like how we're all repeating it.
I know.
No, hey, you got to be fair, though. I mean, everybody deals with things differently, and this is hard on Erica.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I totally get that, and I understand, and I just want to be here for you. But that's kind of silly, right? I mean, that's kind of...
What? Excuse me? It is not silly. Imagine that you were going to go to, like, your best friend's wedding, and then your dad wasn't invited, you know? Like, you'd probably be upset about it.
Well, yeah, maybe for like 2 minutes, but I was expecting something a lot more devastating than that.
Well, I'm sorry that my version of devastation doesn't meet your standards, okay? But I'm actually going through something really difficult right now. And this is exactly why I didn't tell you, is because I knew that you wouldn't understand, and now here you are, like, giving me shit about it on the radio.
Okay.
Like, who does
okay,
that anyways?
Okay, I get it. I'm sorry. Okay, I get it.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. Oh, my God. Hey, but you know what? Lucky for you, Erica, that this is the worst thing you're dealing with. You live a very charmed life.
What's that supposed to mean?
What?
I think it's supposed to mean that's the worst thing, then... Good on you.
Yeah. This is a big thing. Why is everyone treating me like this isn't a big issue? Like, this isn't a big deal or something, okay?
No.
It is.
I agree with you, Erica. This is the worst thing happening in the world right now. I can't believe it.
At least Jubal understands.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. You're all sitting there laughing, and you're not even thinking about my poor mother, who's sitting at home all by herself, crying every night, wondering what she did.
No, I feel you. I feel you. There's, like, a Saturday out there where your mom doesn't have plans and other people do. I feel you. That is horrible, Erica.
I'm starting to feel bad. I am. I'm starting to feel bad for you.
I'm trying not to laugh. Oh my God.
Erica, it's just perspective. That's all we're saying. Yeah. Get some perspective here.
Here's some perspective. You guys are all assholes, okay?
Whoa.
Bye.
No.
Did she hang up?
I think she's gone.
Oh, man.
Hey, Sean, I didn't even get to ask, but I'll just do it now since she's not here. Would you like to go out with Sean on a second date, Erica? We'll pay for it.
Date to the wedding?
She's not answering. I think that's a no, Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Wow.
How are you feeling right now about that?
I'm sort of having a difficult time deciding this now. It's kind of weird.
It is. I agree. It is weird that her friend wouldn't invite her mom to her wedding.
I know. What is up with that?
Horrible, Sean.
They, like, grew up together.
Yeah, I feel like maybe she's a little too dramatic for me. I'm not going to lie.
What? Did you hear what she said, Sean?